שלום חברים, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא העבודה בעליות וירידות.
Well, friends, we're in a lesson on the topic of the work in ascents and descents. We'll be reading from the excerpts and from our sources. We're on excerpt number 11 right now. You can find our materials in our site. On the Arvut system, you can go up on top where it says study materials. You can send questions or ask them live. Pertinent questions to the lesson will be aired during the lesson. Rav, please.
Okay, it's not a new topic. We are continuing it. And we have to really get used to it. Truth is, besides ups and downs, we're not going to have any different state. Both ascents and descents, it doesn't matter to us. What matters to us is that we feel the direction that we either move towards a new vessel, which is called a descent, or we are processing this vessel that we received from the descent and raise it to the correct spiritual action, which is called ascent. But specifically the descent and ascent, through that, like we also discussed yesterday, first comes evening, night, and then day, scrutiny and correction. That's what we need to have, that there are the least as possible states where we are detached, where it's neither descent or ascent. That's not good. That's a time that doesn't bring any benefit. Therefore, we're in a group, and the greatest benefit of that is that one shall help his friend, that we really need to make sure that all our friends will be in active states of ups and downs or descents and ascents. So let's move forward, let's read the quotes. We have many of them, and we'll also go through as many as possible in order to conclude the topic, and so that it leaves an impression in us for our entire life. Go ahead.
Excerpt number 11, Ramash says, when a person sees that he has descents, he should be careful not to escape from the campaign, even though he sees that he is not progressing. Rather, he must try to start anew each time. That is, the fact that he begins to ascend does not mean that he returns to his previous degree. This would mean that he did nothing by his work, since he thinks that he is now ascending to his previous level. Rather, he must believe that this is a new discernment, that each time he raises different sparks until he raises the sparks that pertain to his essence.
Understood, right? No questions. This we need to understand. Each time it's a new ascent, new descent, as it's written, each day will be as new, and we need to know this is what we're facing. And so we need to take it each time and move forward with new records that become revealed. There are questions about that too. That's a wonder. Okay, PT6.
Rav, what is the campaign and how not to run away from it?
The campaign is that I always want to see myself either in a descent or in an ascent. And when I'm there, when I only long for one of these two states, I just want them to go through as fast as possible. I process the data from the descent, what is it, and from the ascent, what is that, and through the inclination to connect to the group and through that to the Creator, I hasten the times and process the records as fast as possible. focus group.
Why does it seem to a person that he's returning to the same degree?
Because he doesn't feel the Rishimo itself, what exactly is its distinction, its uniqueness. He feels a state, and feeling-wise, it's a feeling of descent. Then it's a feeling of ascent. So he's either drawn to this or to that. It doesn't feel clear, accurate, measurable discernment. So we can't measure the depth of the descent or the height of the ascent. And he also can't measure the character of it, meaning what is the quality of the present descent as opposed to the previous one, the same with the ascent. This will come later when we begin to notice significant differences between each descent and ascent.
So how can you, from what he reads here, that he needs to believe that it's a new discernment? What does he need to do differently, even though he doesn't feel that? What should he do?
To accept what the Kabbalists say and try to relate to it this way. That's it. If it was of his own, then they wouldn't add if he had to add something, although he doesn't feel it. But that's why they write.
But what's to add if he doesn't feel that innovation that's happening now?
To have faith above reason, that this is new, and therefore he has to relate to it with special attention each time.
Holland. Yes, Rav, in the last sentence it's mentioned that he each time raises different sparks until he raises the sparks that pertain to his essence. What does this mean?
That each time, in each descent and ascent, he wants to realize everything is God in order to feel how he is different from the group and the creator, and how can he connect to them. That's all. That's the direction. For now, afterwards we'll see in all these records many inner discernments.
Kiev.
Yes, dear Rav, what does it mean that we're hastening the time where we're yearning for a connection in the ten?
It is said that Israel hastens the times, accelerate times. What does it mean? Those who are drawn to straight to the Creator, Israel, meaning they want out of each and every state to see themselves as close as possible to connection with his Kli, meaning the Ten, and the Creator within it. So in that inclination, one brings oneself to closer to the group, meaning to his soul, and to the Creator, who's fulfilling that the soul. And the more he labors in that, he brings the corrections closer and processes the records. Each broken record gives him the difference between him and the group and the Creator. He's trying to implement it towards connection as quickly as possible.
How to implement correctly this Rishimo in connection? Just yearn for it or something else?
Yeah, like you said, that we need to be drawn towards connection. Whatever you're able to do, you shall do. Carmiel.
Доброе утро, Раф. Товарищи Раф, вы сказали, что нужно обрабатывать информацию от подъема или падения. На чертеже с деталью, к примеру, понятно. Высота, ширина, глубина детали. А что здесь мы должны обрабатывать?
You said that we need to process the material in the diagram. It seems in depth and as much as possible.
I want
to
connect with the group and the Creator inside the group as much as possible, the Creator being the totality of my connection with the friends. And here I have to see, how can I complement them in a way that they're not single people, individual people to me, but they're a single desire. Meaning the fact I see them as different desires, or not even desires, just people in front of me. It's just how I distinguish them through my broken desire.
All
right, let's continue on.
The next excerpt is excerpt number 12 from Baal HaSulam. One must especially try to have a strong desire to obtain the desire to bestow and overcome the will to receive. A strong desire means that a strong desire is measured by the increment of the in-between rests and arrests, meaning the time gaps between each overcoming. Sometimes one receives a cessation in the middle, meaning a descent. This descent can be a cessation of a minute, an hour, a day, or a month. Afterward, he resumes the work of overcoming the will to receive and the attempts to achieve the desire to bestow. A strong desire means that the cessation does not take him a long time and he is immediately reawakened to the work.
This is clear, meaning a strong desire is measured by the time of the pause between one effort and another, one ascent and another, meaning that it's sufficient for me to feel disconnected for just one moment, and I immediately go to correct this separation. So the sense of separation needs to be felt in a person as a calamity, as something that is very clearly negative. And if he's always inclined towards connection, then all those disasters, meaning the sensations of disconnect, he immediately continues from there to connect. And if we feel that we're in this direction, we're going very quickly forward towards the general correction. PT 35.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, the world, Kli. What does it mean to overcome the will to receive?
Again?
What is to overcome the will to receive?
Oren.
That I want to be connected with the friends. Oren.
In
the next excerpt from Rabash, excerpt number 13, we must not be impressed by the descents, since many pennies join into a great amount. This is, as we learned, there is no absence in spirituality, rather that it has temporarily departed in order to have room for work to advance. This is so because every moment that we scrutinize into holiness enters the domain of holiness. And the person descends only in order to sort out more sparks of holiness. However, there is an advice that one should not wait until his degree is lowered for him. And when he feels his lowliness, he goes up again. That ascent is regarded as sorting apart into holiness. Instead, he himself descends and elevates other sparks and raises them into the domain of holiness. It's as our sages said, before I lose, I search. Meaning, before I lose the situation I'm in, I start searching. It is as Bala Sulam said about King David, who said, I awaken the dawn. And our sages said, I awaken the dawn, and the dawn does not awaken me.
Shilot.
Understood. Questions. PT 19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. What's the meaning that he writes here? But he himself comes down and raises other sparks and raises them to the domain of holiness.
We are in a corporeal state. And therefore, we can, even though we're not in spirituality, we can use our corporeal preparation to accelerate the emergence of the broken records, spiritual reshimot, that will appear in us, and then we can take care of them, process them, and enter spirituality as quickly as possible. It all depends on how we prepare the place for connection between us, between the friends in the ten. So, to prepare the place for work means that we're willing to be connected between us, the more the better, and we try to do it with whatever we can, and according to our readiness, we discover the spiritual records in us, the broken records, and then we can continue correcting them and advancing. That's one aspect. On another hand, like he says, before I lose my spiritual state, when I have some connection, I immediately begin to think about the next state. I even start to look for, like the old man who's looking. I'm looking for more flaws that might appear in the connection between us that we can find and correct them in advance. It depends on each and every one's inclination, general tendency in the ten, and by that he advances everyone else. And that's how the whole ten advances in general. Kabu 3.
Bonjour, Rav.
Hello, Rav.
Depend on your new record.
Do our ascents and descents depend on our new regime, on new records?
Of course. Certainly, everything is determined by the emerging records. And our work is only to hasten the emergence of the reshimot, the records, from the shattering. And then together, based on these records, how do we invite the light that reforms, the surrounding light that corrects these records and organizes us around them, connecting us, and that's how we advance. But it all depends on the reshimot. Everything depends on that. Everything, our whole life, as well as corporeal life, it all depends on the records. Owen.
The next excerpt, number 14, from Rabash. One who labors and works as much as he can and goes through ups and downs can say that he tastes the taste of darkness because he cannot overcome his will to receive for himself.
Again,
one who labors and works as much as he can and goes through ups and downs, can say that he tastes the taste of darkness because he cannot overcome his will to receive for himself. Thus, these descents that a person receives when he wants to walk on the path of truth are instruments for the sensation of help he will receive. We must believe the words of our sages who said, "He who comes to purify is aided." And a person must not escape the campaign when he sees that he is not making progress. Sometimes he gets thoughts of the spies who said that this work is not for us and requires special people who can walk on the path of overcoming. All this comes to him because he understands that each time he must see how he is making progress.
Again, this is not a simple quote.
Again, at number 14 from Rabash. One who labors and works as much as he can,
meaning as much as possible, with all his heart, with everything he's got. Yeah.
It's slow.
And he goes through ups and downs. Can say that he tastes the taste of darkness because he cannot overcome his will to receive for himself. It turns out that the descents that a person receives when he wants to walk on the path of truth are instruments for the sensation of the help he will receive. We must believe the words of our sages who said, "He who comes to purify is aided." And the person must not escape from the campaign when he sees that he's not making progress. Sometimes he gets thoughts of the spies who said that this work is not for us, and it requires special people who can walk on the path of overcoming. All this comes to him because he understands that each time must see how he is making progress.
This is our problem, that we must see how we advance. And this is where our great ego appears. If I work in order to bestow, I don't need to see anything except for a place to bestow. And the result of my progress is the biggest egoistic result I can imagine to myself. It's forbidden to dwell in that. Even though our ego demands that, we always demand, where is our results? What is happening with us? Why am I not getting this or that? Why don't you give me? In short, instead of transcending the corporeal ego, I enter a spiritual ego. So, this is a true obstacle standing in our way. How do we begin to relate to the results of our work in a way that, other than the action of bestowal, I don't want anything that beyond the action of bestowal, I don't have anything. I don't want to know what I've done, what I've caused. The work itself is the reward for me. And I lock myself away from all the whatever kind of results that may appear. I don't want to see them. I don't want to belong to them, because that's already in order to receive. Maybe we'll read again.
excerpt number 14. One who labors and works as much as he can and goes through ups and downs, he can say that he tastes the taste of darkness because he cannot overcome his will to receive for himself. Thus, these descents that a person receives when he wants to walk on the path of truth are the instruments for the sensation of help that he will receive. We must believe the words of our sages who said, "He who comes to purify is aided." A person must not escape the campaign when he sees and requires special people who can walk on the path of overcoming. All this comes to him because he understands that each time he must see how he is making progress.
This is the greatest obstacle, to see how we advance, what will be the result of my spiritual work. I'm willing to bestow as much as you want. You want me to bestow, I'll bestow. But where is the payment? Where is the reward for bestowing, for what I'm doing? This is the problem. In spirituality, there's no reward for what you do, but being able to bestow to the Creator is the reward. That is itself the reward. Italy 4.
Buongiorno Rav, ma in uno stato di discesa, qual è l'azione?
Hello Rav, in a state of descent, what is the act of giving?
In a state of descent, what is the work? There's no work in the descent. We just need to get an impression from the descent itself, in that we process that state as much as possible. We're getting a new Shimo record, a new state from the general shattering that occurred in the vessel of Adam HaRishon, and this descent didn't happen because we were not okay, but specifically because the Creator wants to advance us to a new state, to a new correction. Then we receive the sense of shattering that is deeper, that we call a descent. It's just a relative thing. We can say it's not a descent. Rather, new desires appear in me from the emerge, from the shattering, desires that are greater than before. Because I've become more experienced, stronger, readier, and therefore now I am awarded with a new record. And so that's how we need to relate to what appears in the descent. All right?
Kabu 5.
Yes, thank you, Rav. The excerpt says that our descents are instruments for the sensation of the help he will receive. I'm not sure what that means. I wonder if you could explain a bit.
Otpam?
Again?
So the excerpt says that our descents are instruments for the sensation of the help he will receive. And I'm not sure what that's referring to. What's the sensation of the help he will receive? Thank you, Rob.
Kabu
The meaning is that when I feel a descent in the descent, except for moving away from sanctity, from connection, I need to also begin to feel the character of being far away, in what style, in what sense I don't want to be in order to bestow, in order to connect with the friends and with the Creator, and how this whole state that I'm examining, it gives me the feeling of what needs to happen in its stead, what kind of ascent needs to take shape. Of course, it's still difficult for us to discuss this in terms of the specific data that exists in the descent, how to use that to identify the future ascent. But still, we need to try to think about it, try to feel it, and by that we open up our vessels and begin to feel it. Moscow 5.
Rav, если я прикладываю усилия в работе,
if I invest efforts in the work and I see that I receive something in reward, what should I do with that?
You need to try to clarify the state where you're doing the work not in order to receive a reward that you feel, but in order to be more connected through the friends to the Creator. That's all. There's no more. Moscow 4.
Rav, как человек знает, что он действует ради отдачи?
Rav, how can a person know that he is operating in order to bestow? Or will he never know that, so that, God forbid, he won't receive for himself?
Truth is, we are all working in order to bestow. The whole world, likes it or not, they all follow the commands of the upper force, the instructions of the Creator. All of humanity entirely is fulfilling the Creator's will. However, there's a handful of people out of all of humanity who want to feel that, that they are bringing contentment to the Creator, and therefore the whole work is for them. But in truth, there is no, as it says, a person doesn't move a finger below if he's not led to that from above. Meaning we all work according to the records. But there are such records that are realized with man's consent. And that's a small portion of the records called Israel's, aimed at the Creator. And then there's the majority of the records, which is most of humanity, most of the world, who are following these records in a different way, unconsciously, unknowingly. And that's most of humanity, but the truth is that nothing is left outside of the Creator. Everyone fulfills the will of the Creator. And we're advancing towards recognition of evil on various levels and in different ways. French.
Bonjour Rav, bonjour les amis.
Hello Rav, hello friends.
Sur la question de Kabyu 5 concernant les descentes.
I want to continue the question from Kabyu 5.
L'aide que nous recevrons.
When during the descents that could be helping us measure these states.
Par exemple, si je vois que je manque.
Can we give a concrete example?
Est-ce que ça veut dire que ce que je recevrai en retour?
If I see that I can't give importance to friends,
accorder plus d'attention aux amis.
Does it mean that when I later receive an ascent, I will receive more of an understanding of importance to the friends?
Odapam.
Again.
Repeat, please.
Repeat, please.
J'aimerais savoir comment fonctionne le mécanisme des descentes qui nous servent à mesurer.
I would like to understand.
L'aide que nous recevrons. Disons si je me rends compte que je manque complètement de donner de l'importance aux
ennemis. The mechanism of ascent and descent works.
Alors je peux m'attendre à ce qu'en retour.
If I see that the friends are important to me.
Sont très grands, ils sont géniaux.
Is it right to expect that later I'll have an ascent, then I'll see the friends on the, not like before, but important instead?
Yes. In the ascents, I see the friends as important. In the descents, I see them as less important. That's what I understand from what he's asking, what I'm supposed to answer. And the truth is, I didn't understand exactly what was the question.
A different example?
Je parle des amis. Disons que je me rends compte que je manque de la grandeur du but maintenant. Est-ce que ça veut dire que comme réponse, ça me sert?
If I see that, say, I'm missing of the importance of the goal right now, will the response that I will receive later in the ascent be that later the goal will be very important to me later?
It's possible. You want to include many details here. There's a lot of details here. So I'm afraid to say because there are many different variations of this. No, let's leave this question for now. I can't answer it in a concrete and accurate way. Maybe try to break it down to a few questions, and then I'll be able to answer it clearly and unequivocally.
Maybe I'll try to help.
Yes.
I think our friend is trying to understand the mechanism of descents in a sense. And so he's saying, whether it's right to say that whatever I feel that I'm lacking during the descent, let's say, for example, I am missing the importance of the friends. I am missing the importance of the goal. Is that exactly going to be the same thing that I will acquire in the ascent? More importance of the friends, more importance of the goal.
Yes and no. Certainly, this is how it will happen, but not according to the same style. Italy 3.
Sì, Rav, come la decina assapora il gusto dell'oscurità?
How does the ten taste the flavor of darkness? In what way do we taste it that way?
Darkness appears. These are new vessels, broken vessels, that have no connection with the system, meaning the group and the creator, and these records are felt as darkness because they've detached during the shattering from all the rest of the Leshimot, and therefore they have no light. What we need to do now is work on this state where the upper light, meaning the creator, connects these records and shines in them. That's it. But there are several more conditions here that not just us, but the general system must also belong to these corrections. And therefore, it's not unequivocal. If I were to work with my Rishimot and the upper force, me, the broken vessel and the upper force, that's not a problem. But there's great complexity here, and it's broad and complex, and so I can't, I want to answer you in a simple and direct and straightforward manner. You know, like you tell a child, do this, get that. But it doesn't work. It doesn't work out this way. Because we're in a broader system here. It's not just me and the Creator and the group. And there's different conditions that are environmental, situational conditions. Toronto 1.
Скажите, пожалуйста, вот если все-таки
could you please tell us,
когда не ждешь никакого ответа, не получаешь вознаграждение, то как все-таки определить, продвигаешься ты или нет, а не стоишь на месте?
אנחנו מודדים התקדמות שלנו.
We measure our progress to the extent that we have disconnects from the connection, and we try to overcome them and achieve connection. That's what's in front of me as the vessel that I can measure my spiritual progress. Turkey 1.
Good morning, Rav. My friend is asking, is it the descents that make us progress?
Leitkalem.
To advance. Of course, without the descents, how would we advance? The descents open up our vessels that we haven't yet corrected, which are on our path, which are in line for us to advance, to correct, to advance by them, to connect by them. And that's how we do it. That's how we advance. These records are our entire life. Without them, we wouldn't know what we're doing, and we wouldn't even feel anything. Anything we feel is felt in the reshimo. The difference between the reshimo and the actual state is that the reshimo is the true state, but it's broken. There's a deficit there. There's a flaw there that requires me to add my desire, my participation. It's like how we play with children. So we sometimes create such states, circumstances, that the kid needs to add something, and then there's a good result. So we prepare everything for him besides just a little bit of participation so that he can press something and succeed. This is the broken reshimo that appears. As it is said, everything is ready for the feast. But that little participation is what needs to happen. Mark 6.
Доброе утро, учитель. Вот.
Good morning, teacher.
В пути ищем не результат.
It turns out that along the way we're not looking for the results, but the lacks, places where we can add and bestow. How do you find lacks or a lack in a state of an ascent?
We don't need to look for just the negative in every state. When we feel the negative, we need to be thankful. When we have an ascent, we need to be thankful with what the Creator presents to us, and in a descent, we need to be incorporated with it and then elevated to realize that it comes to us as a place for work. And not that during the descent we look for the ascent and vice versa, no. We want to realize the state that we are given by the Creator.
Rehovot.
Okay. Rehovot.
Thank you, Rav. You talked about some revelation that we have to be closed up because of the results. How do we fill this closure? How do we protect ourselves from the results?
I don't plan, prepare according to the results. I just want to be more connected to the group and the Creator. And whatever results happen, I don't care. We don't work on results. We work on the state. And the state has to be that Israel, the light, and the Creator are one, only. And stop be philosophers about it. This result, that result, and picking into that, there are very simple matters for us. Love covers all crimes. Do this as much as possible in each and every state, and this is sufficient for our progress and to not get confused. Understood, right? Okay, PT 31.
When we find ourselves in descents or ascents, what's the point in which we're not operated and response, but actually feel partners and want to resemble the Creator?
We exist in ups and downs, in mutuality. We all want to feel that we're going through these states. And even though some of the group may be in a descent and others in an ascent, we can be in different states, but our general tendency is to be together. And that gives us a shared result. So even though some go up and some go down, and it typically happens that way in the group, our direction is the same direction. This is what happens. It's like how, you know, Earth has sun and light on one side and darkness on another side, but it's generally spinning, or like a magnet. There's no minus without plus. Every state has its opposite. That's how we work, too. Unity One.
Раф, скажите, пожалуйста, чем в работе в
десятке
исправленные, выясненные решимот отличаются от неисправленных новых?
And what are решимот records that are scrutinized in the 10 different than others that have not yet been?
The Reshimot that we have processed correctly, we leave them and we don't go back to them. We always work on the states that emerge. We're not drawn to what already happened. We work with what appears. PT 18.
Good morning, everyone. Teacher, when a Kabbalist receives an ascent or a descent or a fall, or no matter what, he receives it already with the restriction he has, right?
What's the question, Yochi?
That he receives it with a restriction. That's why he can rejoice in those states and not like us where he sinks.
No. He accepts ascents and descents, and he has to go through them and feel them and still continue towards the group, the Creator, the purpose of creation, and that's how he generally realizes each and every state. There's, after all, do you achieve connection? Good. Do you achieve yearning for the final correction? Do something about that? Good. That is the correct general answer, safest answer for all our states. PT 30. If I'm working, I'm expecting the result that more friends will attend the lesson, that will succeed in dissemination, that there will be less suffering in humanity. Is it not okay to expect these results?
Why not?
You said not expect any result.
I'm talking in spirituality, not in actions that are in preparation for that. PT 29.
Thank you, Rav. I heard that our reward is in receiving the intention to bestow, the desire, the right intention, and that we need to demand that intention. Is that correct?
Oren.
Yes, Oren.
Next, excerpt 15, Rabash. Those who say that they want to escape from the work but have nowhere else to go, since nothing satisfies them, this is as it's written, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and they cried, and their cry went up to God from the work. In other words, they cried out from the work because they were not advancing in the work of the Creator, so they could work in order to bestow contentment upon the Maker. At that time, they were rewarded with the exodus from Egypt. In the work, this is called emerging from the control of the will to receive and entry into the work of bestowal.
Again,
item 15. Those who say that they want to escape the work, but they have nowhere else to go, since nothing satisfies them, those people do not walk out from the work. Although they have ups and downs, they do not give up. This is as it is written, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and they cried, and their cry went up to God from the work. In other words, they cried out from the work because they were not advancing in the work of the Creator, so they could work in order to bestow contentment upon the Maker. At that time, they were rewarded with the exodus from Egypt. In the work, this is called emerging from the control of the will to receive and entry into the work of bestowal.
Shilot.
Questions? No questions about this, so we'll go for the Kiev's question. Yes.
Yes, dear Rav. I, for instance, discover such records that I only have complaints growing towards myself, the Creator of the world, that I need to be given something in advancement, in corporeality, spirituality. Where can I hide in some hole from all this?
Well, if you want such an attitude, then run away from this place. It's not customary for us to escape the campaign, but to deal with it. First of all, understand that from the Creator you will never escape. That's one thing. The other thing is that you're under the control of the Creator. And that He gives you states that are all stemming from your spiritual state. And it won't help you to divide your life to corporeality and spirituality such that you'll be able to live this way or another way. But rather, you need to arrange everything in order to come to the customary way in your corporeal life and advancement in the spiritual life. Yes. And to see it as one mechanism. The main thing is that the Creator dwells upon all the fields of your life. And you don't want to attribute to Him just part of your life.
Но я имел в виду убежать не в смысле там куда-то убежать. Я имел в виду убежать.
I meant running away, no, not running away from the path, but from this scheme of self-reception. Is there any way to rise above that? You're always full of all kinds of demands for yourself.
Yes, you can escape only in a way that you're going with more bestowal. Bestowal to friends, bestowal to the Creator, more presenting your entire corporeal and spiritual life for the sake of connection with the Ten and the Creator. You have nothing else to do.
Good morning, dear Rav. Good morning, friends. A question from friends. What is the exact turning point between one's fall and rise? Thank you.
The point between ascent and descent, a person usually doesn't feel it. Because it's the opening of the new desire that was never in him. So therefore he, beyond that, begins to feel that he's in a new state already. But the point itself eludes him. It's a point that comes to us from the depth of the general kli of Adam HaRishon, in which we're not capable of coming there, entering there, and to see where it comes from. No. Rather later, after great corrections, we can receive an impression from that as well.
Hebrew 10.
Hebrew 10.
He just read a few excerpts of Rabash, and it's like he lives my internality. Well, everything I'm going through within, he explains. And I can't yet understand what kind of cry he's talking about. How to bring that cry from the heart that really shatters this reception and turns it to bestowal.
I don't know reception, bestowal. I know connection. That's more clear to us. We need to come to the connection of our hearts to the extent in which they're connecting and are close to one another, so the Creator will be able to be revealed in them.
Oren.
Oren.
Next excerpt, 16, Baal HaSulam. It is written, and sent her out of his house, and she departed his house and went. A shulchan is like veshalcha, and sent her, meaning exit from the work. We should interpret that even during the exits from the work, meaning in a state of decline, one still has a place to work. This means that when one prevails above reason during the declines and says that the descents too were given to him from above, by this the enemies are cancelled. This is so because the enemies thought that through the declines the person will reach utter lowliness and escape the campaign. But in the end, the opposite occurred. The enemies were cancelled. This is the meaning of what is written, the table that is before the Lord. That precisely in this manner does he receive the face of the Creator.
Again,
16. It is written, and sent her out of his house, and she departed his house and went. A shulchan table is like vishalcha in center, meaning exit from the work. We should interpret that even during the exits from the work, meaning in a state of decline, one still has a place to work. This means that when one prevails above reason during the declines and says that the descents too were given to him from above, by this, the enemies are cancelled. This is because the enemies thought that through the declines the person will reach utter lowliness and escape the campaign. But in the end, the opposite occurred. The enemies were cancelled. This is the meaning of what is written, the table that is before the Lord, that precisely in this manner does it receive the face of the Creator.
Questions? None. All right. It's not so clear. Maybe this excerpt. Belarus.
Рав, что значит, что ты накрываешь стол перед врагами моими? Спасибо.
To set a table towards my enemies, what does that mean?
That there are many opportunities for the will to receive, that wants to pounce and enjoy all the states from spiritual work, but is not capable to do so, and by that falls and feels the extent in which he's not capable of being in spiritual work. This brings great joy to a person and to the Creator. We need to feel that. It's a matter of it's a great reward that we receive. PT3.
What does it mean for us to go above reason, which is what cancels the enemies?
That though I get a certain attraction to all kinds of directions that are egotistical, I nevertheless sustain myself relative to them, above them, in overcoming above them to be in a connection between us and with the Creator. To not change the connection and that which we receive from the connection, the spiritual results, in order to not eat them or receive them in order to receive and make them into a klipa.
I didn't understand the last part of it so much. What does it mean not to eat the connection in order to receive?
The problem is that the result from spiritual work, from spiritual efforts, when they're revealed, this is a very big problem and a great fear, great danger that we will receive it in order to receive and not in order to bestow. And here we need to be with great protection, with more caution. Okay? Where are we?
Excerpt number 17. Rabash, when he begins to scrutinize the quality of the deficiency, he sees that he feels no pain, that he is seemingly unconscious, unfeeling, and although remoteness from the Creator means not having life, it doesn't pain him that he has no life. then he has no other choice but to pray to the Creator to give him some life. So he will feel that he is dangerously ill and needs to cure the soul. And sometimes one comes to a state where he is in such a decline that he does not even have the strength to pray for it. Rather, he's in a state of complete indifference. This is called being in a state of still, meaning he is completely motionless. In that state, only his society can help him.
Again,
17. When he begins to scrutinize the quality of the deficiency, he sees that he feels no pain, that he is seemingly unconscious, unfeeling. And although the remoteness from the Creator means not having life, it doesn't pain him that he has no life. Then he has no other choice but to pray to the Creator to give him some life, so he will feel that he is dangerously ill and needs to cure the soul. And sometimes one comes to a state where he is in such a decline that he doesn't even have the strength to pray for it. Rather, he's in a state of complete indifference. This is called being in a state of still, meaning he is completely motionless. In that state, only his society can help him.
No.
Well,
Varor, Ken.
It's clear, yes? Good, then next.
Excuse me, Rav, I didn't hear.
Continue.
Okay, next, excerpt 18.
Oh, Santiago wants to ask.
Sí, buenos días, amado Rav. Una pregunta, tenemos a nuestro amigo Abel contagiados con COVID, es del grupo latino, Latin 5. Está en un estado crítico, pero todos rezamos por él. ¿Cómo a rezar por la vida de un amigo sin esperar un resultado de este mundo? Si queremos que el amigo siga viviendo, queremos que siga en este mundo participando con nosotros en el trabajo. ¿Cómo se interpretamos esto?
I don't
understand so much without expecting results in this world. We can pray for the son of the friend, for him to heal, and the collective of all the sick people in the world, no matter who, and him especially. We're aiming for him to be healthy, and we want, through our desire, through our appeal to the general force, the Creator, for him to heal. Because he is called the healer of all those who are sick, the Creator, for him to heal this child. Yes. You can pray this way and think about this.
Rob, just to clarify, we said before that we don't want a result from our work. So if we're asking for the friend, it's like we're expecting a result.
We're expecting the result of him healing. This is not the work between us internally that we're looking for a spiritual result. We want here for it to happen, for a certain healing to take place from his state. And this is not on us, but a person that doesn't belong to us spiritually, and therefore, yes, we can pray to think of him during the studies. Yes, we can. We can even, whether we talk or not, we can mention, remind each other of all our friends who God forgiven, they need help, they need our salvation to help them somehow. Yes. Certainly. Natanya.
Morning. I wanted to ask, in a state of ascent, I go into a state with the Creator where I feel that I'm independent, that I don't need anyone. How to come out of such a state to a state of ascent?
We call an ascent where I appreciate the Creator and praise Him and seemingly truly go before Him and for everyone, and that He is great, that, oh, you have given salvation to my soul. That's considered to be in a state of ascent. The state that you're talking about is actually an egotistical ascent, you could say. The actual spiritual descent. As much as I understood it. But nevertheless, leave the ascent, the descent, connection. In connection, you can exactly give the correct discernment. You are in proximity to holiness or to spirituality or not. So pass this to the concepts that you can see, that you can grasp. Moscow 1.
На уроке вот очень часто по этому отрывку, если измерить качество своей потребности, то
in the lesson, many times according to this excerpt, if we measure the quality of our demand, we see it's low.
То, с чем ты заходишь на урок, это достигается достаточно быстро.
What you come to the lesson with, you relatively get it quickly. So how can we renew the quality of the demand in the lesson?
Be as close as possible to the ten. And then what you receive from them, continue with that. Where are we?
Yeah. Excerpt 18. Rabash says, making a covenant is when he begins to work, even in lo lishma. And since now he wants the work, for who would force him to come into the work of the Creator? Now he must make the covenant and say, even if there comes a time of descent, meaning that he will have no desire for the work, I still take upon myself not to consider my desire, but to work as though I have a desire. And this is called making a covenant.
Again,
18. Making a covenant is when he begins to work even in lo lishma. And since now he wants the work, for who would force him to come into the work of the Creator? Now he must make the covenant and say, even if there comes a time of descent, meaning that he will have no desire for the work, I still take upon myself to not consider my desire, but work as though I have a desire. This is called making a covenant.
Good.
Merkaz echad.
Merkaz one.
מה זה קריטת ברית הזאת שכתוב פה?
What is this making a covenant that is what a person does at the beginning of his path?
Let's say that, like you're saying, let's say, like you're saying, it's a psychological trick. The main thing is that we agree between us that we are going to be connected dependent on one another? That also in a sense and in this sense we are connected to one another between us and the Creator. That's
it. We have to really make this ritual in the ten, how to make the covenant.
We don't need rituals. We need an agreement within our hearts that we understand that without this, we won't become a group.
Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4.
Thank you, Rav. Can we say that expecting a result of connection is a correct expectation?
To expect a result of connection, of course it's the correct expectation. What do you mean? All our work in the shattered vessel of Adam HaRishon is to reach the connection of all the shattered pieces that distanced and broke from one another. And in the connection of these parts, we attain the upper one force that dwells in everyone. And specifically, by these opposites gathering, we compose together the essence of the Creator. This is called, You Have Made Me. Meaning, by this, we stabilize and establish the name of the Creator.
And let's say we came to a feeling of closeness and connection. What does it mean that it's not in order to receive? That it will be...
That we want to bring contentment to the Creator. And therefore we return to the state of one vessel to disclose one place for him to delight from what we've made for him. As if he made of us a system. And it was good for us in the system. But we discovered that this system is good only for us. We broke it as if we broke it. And then we're assembling it only under the condition that it will be good for the Creator. And when it becomes good for the Creator, then it will be good for us. And then it's already something new. It's not like it was before. It's a result that is 620 times greater than that which we were when we were connected. Because we're doing this connection for him and not for us.
Yeah, but what is the opposite that we've come to connection and then let's say I want for myself? What is that state?
That's what took place in the sin of the tree of knowledge. That's what happened in the shattering of the vessel. Okay, now we maybe I see that people are already tired from this. We will maybe move to, what should we move to, Oren? Introduction to this test.
Introduction to the Book of Zohar, you mean?
I mean, yeah, to the Book of Zohar.
Yes.
Let's go.
Maybe a melody before that.
Yes.